This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. People gathered in Colorado Springs this morning to honor El Paso County Sheriff's Deputy Andrew Peary, who was fatally shot. A procession through the city ended with a public service at New Life Church. Peary and other officers came under fire while responding to a domestic violence incident that left one woman dead. Community colleges in Colorado now offer four-year nursing degrees, CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
A new law recently went into effect that allows community colleges to offer a four-year bachelor's degree in nursing. The idea had previously received pushback from some four-year institutions, but passed this year as part of an effort to address worker shortages in the healthcare industry. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado's cannabis industry is finally leveling off after growing exponentially since sales were legalized. Some in the industry attribute the drop to additional regulation and overtaxation. But according to John Spadafora, president of Veritas Fine Cannabis, shortfalls are due to a combination of problems.
This economy is tough, and people are paying $5 per gallon of gas, and they're being more cognizant with the money that they spend. We're talking about one of the only vice products that you can't buy with a credit card. And so you've got to have cash in pocket to go do it.
Spadafora's company has laid off workers, closed one of its grow facilities, and executives took a pay cut. He says the industry didn't fully account for legalization in neighboring states like New Mexico. 15 people were rescued from an isolated mountain road near Telluride following mudslides over the weekend. The San Miguel Sheriff's Office says multiple aircraft evacuated people stranded in their cars. No one was hurt, and four vehicles will remain on the road until it reopens. This is CPR News and KRCC.